It's coming up towards 7 o'clock, and let's keep talking finance news now. Hello, Simon Fraser.
Good morning, Fran. There's been a bit more bad news overnight. There's been another round of heavy losses on Wall Street and in Europe overnight. And just as you're mentioning with the Australian share market's losses, yesterday's a very similar cause. It was some weak Chinese manufacturing data that's had a serious impact around much of the globe. The data out of China showed factory activity there contracted in August at its fastest pace in 3 years. US figures released overnight indicated activity also slowed in American factories in August. As a result, in New York, the Dow Jones fell 2.8% to 16,058. The broader S&P 500 dropped just under 3% to 1,914. The recent market volatility also prompted the head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, to warn that global growth is likely to be weaker than previously expected. Energy stocks were unable to provide the market with any support. Having rallied in recent sessions, oil prices fell sharply, with West Texas crude dropping nearly 8% to $45.33 a barrel. Across the Atlantic, European indices broadly matched Wall Street's losses. The Euro Stoxx Index closed down 2.5% and the German DAX fell 2.4%. The FTSE 100 in London dropped just over 3%. Futures trade suggests the local share market will fall for a third straight session today. The ASX SPY 200 is 1.4% lower at 4,990. The weak Chinese data has also weighed further on the Australian dollar, putting the currency on the brink of falling below 70 US cents for the first time since 2009. The Aussie's currently buying around 70.1 US cents, 62 euro cents, 45.8 British pence and 83.8 Japanese yen. And finally, Fran, spot gold is at $1,139 US dollars an ounce.
Thanks very much, Simon.